The idea of permaculture design then is how we talked about these systems that were self-perfecting. Bill Mollison talks about a self-perfecting system, where in nature we're constantly strengthening the weakest links. So it's really kind of an interesting approach when we start looking at our lives like that, and we lay out our lives in a pattern and start to strengthen the weakest links of our lives. So permaculture design gives us a model for that. When I first heard about permaculture design, that was its most compelling thing for me. A place to hang all of the bits of information that I had been gathering that were actually kind of bogging me down and kind of confusing me and actually making me very frustrated. Like, oh, I'd hear about solar energy. Oh, okay, now the world is saved. We got solar energy. Oh, this, or, you know, green building, or natural building, or organic farming, or all these different things. How did it relate to one another was hard for me to grasp until I started listening to sort of the protocols that Bill Mollison was describing. So for me, that's what permaculture was, and sort of led me to an understanding of, or for me, allowed me an understanding that I didn't have before about natural systems and natural systems design and specifically. So permaculture design is allowing us to get towards sustainability. All that it takes to create a sustainable human settlement is permaculture design. Permaculture design is not about gardening. Look at where food is. Where is food anyway? Did we even get food in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's one of the slices of everything that it takes to create a sustainable future. Okay? Permaculture design is a set of design protocols that help us arrive at decision making and problem solving for each one of these necessary issues to create human settlement. That is permaculture design. It's its most popular, perhaps the sexiest application of permaculture design is indeed community gardening. But that's just one aspect where we apply permaculture design principles. The other thing about permaculture design that I want to say is that you don't do permaculture, you use permaculture design in what you do. It's a very, very important distinction. Okay? You don't do permaculture, you use permaculture. Okay? My friend Toby says that you don't architecture a house. Okay, you use architecture to create and build, design and build a house. And same with permaculture design. It's a set of protocols. It's a design discipline. It connects things together. It's as much about mycology and structures and food and water as it is about finance and community systems and peace and security. What was this one? Whatever that one was.
Entertainment.
Yeah, dancers.
Peace and solitude.
Yeah. Peace and solitude, right. So it's all of those things. Okay, did you see how when you were talking or telling us the things that go into the sustainable human settlement, I was writing some things above and below? Okay. And it wasn't to create any kind of hierarchy. It was just to create something in our minds about infrastructure, okay, and in permaculture what we call invisible structures. And that the invisible structures are as important as any infrastructure, as anything that you could pound on or sit on or drive on, or, you know, all the infrastructure that it takes, which is sort of the techniques and technologies that we learn about. So a lot of people, when you ask them what permaculture design is, and I was kind of baiting you and you didn't really fall for it, they will talk about, oh, it's gardening, oh, it's sheep mulching, oh, it's building with straw bales. No, those are techniques and technologies that help us arrive at, when it's appropriate, a sustainable human settlement, okay? But it isn't, and notice that I said appropriate, because nothing in permaculture design is cookie cutter situation. It's not because we did it like this in Portland, we do it like that in Los Angeles, or we do it like that in New York City, okay? And that's very important for us to start learning that what we're really talking about is arriving at a solution, not imposing a solution, no matter how organic or free range or, you know, whatever eco-hip it happens to be. We still arrive at it through a set of protocols of design using permaculture design. I have a planning firm. And I think I said, if I didn't say it today, I must have said it yesterday. But we get calls all the time to build straw bales, right? One of the techniques and technologies. How many people have built straw bale before? Or heard of straw bale houses? There was a time where no one ever heard of what you were talking about. It's pretty wild. But straw bale construction is a revival of a 100-year-old American technique that was stolen from Scandinavia. And I've built houses, several houses. Somebody wrote an article about it. Was in somebody in Hawaii calls up the business line and says, "Can you come and build a straw bale house for us in Hawaii?" Okay. As much as I love to get paid to go to Hawaii, I said that I couldn't do it because it was inappropriate technology. Okay. Why is that? Climate. Okay, climate. What do you mean by that?
It's too moist.
Okay, I'm setting you up again, and this time you guys are falling for it. It's not too wet. It is wet, but it's not too wet to build with a straw bale, okay? Because there are 100-year-old buildings in Nebraska where they get 12-foot snow drifts, okay? And it's not too humid because there's 75-year-old buildings in Alabama. Have you ever been to Alabama? It's like 180% humidity 380 days out of the year. You know, it's like very humid there, perfectly fine functioning buildings. Okay, so it's none of those things. And rats don't get in, mice don't get in a straw bale house any more than they get into your stick frame house. It's like people always ask me that. What do you do with mice in a straw bale house? It's like, trap them, you know. Like I don't know how to answer that. You know, it's like train them and ride them. I don't know. It's like, what do you do with mice in your house? I mean, it's not that big of a deal. And no self-respecting mouse to date has burrowed through mud and sand to live in a zone with no air. Right. So it's like they just don't roll like that. They'd rather live in your stick frame house. Okay, but the real issue is you don't need R50 walls in Hawaii. Okay, right? Remember, we arrive at the solution. We don't impose a solution, no matter how hip it is, even if it's free range organic straw. Okay, it still doesn't make it through the filter of, is it justifiable? Should it go there? Are we making the proper decisions based on natural system? Do you see how we went through all of the elements that we were dealing with? Yes, it could do that. Yes, it could do that. It would perform well there. It would perform well there. But do we need it? Okay, what is really the overriding issue there? Right? It's more the wind than it is the rain. It's more the humidity than it is any of those other factors. So what we're looking for are brilliant ventilation strategies and designs in our design work there. Okay? So we mimic those things that co-evolve with those kinds of areas, and we design appropriately to place. Okay? We arrive at decisions. We arrive at decisions using a protocol of design, using permaculture design, and instead of imposing a technique or technology. I could teach you how to build a straw bale house, and we do workshops all the time. Could teach you how to do cob, but apparently everybody in Portland knows how to do cob. Like everywhere you go, there's a cob something. There's like a cob cat house going on now. Cob, right, is a technique that you arrive at. I'm not sure I would arrive at cob for a cat house or even a bench, but you know, everybody arrives at things differently. It's like for a bench, I think I would put a plank and sit down and be done. And it's like 80 hours later, right, you got a cob bench. Ooh, place to sit down. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that another day. We do build a lot of stuff out of cob, but mostly just to bill clients for so much labor. Like, yeah, we could build that out of cob. You'd love it. Yeah. A bench, yeah, just 3 weeks minimum. Yeah. Okay, where was I going with any of this? Oh, so I'm trying to set the sort of parameters for permaculture design itself and how we're using permaculture design. We don't do permaculture design, we use permaculture design, we arrive at solution. In permaculture design, we talk about how there are processes in the landscape that we observe, okay? And we look at different processes in the landscape and in natural systems, and we've created a set of principles of design.